I am here with Dr. Lisa Becton. She's currently the Director of Swine Health Information and Research for the National Pork Board. And we're going to talk a little bit about PEDV and the effect that it has had on the swine industry, as well as where they're moving with research and prevention moving forward. Would you like to talk a little bit about the journey over the last 18 months as PEDV came about and how it's affected producers?
It's been a very challenging several months. PED was first identified in the national swine herd in May 16th of 2013. And since that time, it's really pretty much spread to 31 different states across the U.S., and that encompasses majority of our major swine production states. Currently, we've got about 8,800 cases, and what that means is that when producers submit samples to a diagnostic lab and try to find out what problem they're seeing, that's how many cases have been identified with PED. And so we have that information as well as USDA's coronavirus disease information, and it just keeps track of what's going on in the U.S. So we know it's still active. We know we're seeing some cases. This summer was very calm, and we didn't have a lot of infection. However, going into the winter, we're not 100% certain what's going to happen, so it's something that we're very concerned with. Because this is such a devastating disease for producers, we really want to keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening this winter.
What research is being done right now to either prevent or control, I guess, PED to a point for producers? I'm sure there's a lot of concern going into this winter as the weather starts to change.
Most definitely. We've had a pretty active research effort since June of 2013, and to date we've funded about 45 different projects for a whole wide range of different things for PED, and that's been about $3 million effort. And so what we're really trying to focus on are what are some very quick and easy things that we can answer for PED in a relatively short amount of time, so under 6 months. And so we've learned about the virus itself, how it transfers, how it affects the pigs, how we can use disinfection, and even in how it develops immunity in the sow, because that's really where we've got to learn more so we control it in the pig population too.
How has National Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff been working to, address consumer concerns? It was a very quick and fast-moving virus that took a lot of people by surprise and caught the attention of the media to an extent. Have you guys worked on addressing that as well?
You know, we've had a lot of work, especially with our consumer channel partners, as well as other folks in the public health industry and research. And we do know that the virus is very pig specific. And so when we look at how we work with our consumers, we do know that it's a pig specific virus, that humans cannot get it, and there is no food safety issue with that. And so we've worked with a lot of other folks within the swine industry and within the ag community, basically to get that word out. But we are doing ongoing research and focus to make sure that our consumers understand pork is safe and it's still safe to enjoy and consume.
Again, that was Dr. Lisa Becton with the National Pork Board and Pork Checkoff, and this is Taylor Truckee coming to you from the 2014 Trade Talk at the NAFB Convention.